Good evening. This is Derek Ward of the Pensacola News Journal, and this is a podcast on Tropical Depression Ida for Friday, November 6th, 2009. Ida has emerged into the Northwest Caribbean this evening. This is about 12 hours before it was expected to this time yesterday, and the implications on that are somewhat interesting and may present a direct effect on the evolution of the storm as regards to any impacts in the Pensacola area. Currently, the storm is about 30 miles offshore. It's moving slowly to the north right now at about 8 to 10 miles per hour. It is still a tropical depression at this hour. However, recent satellite imagery shows that convection is again refiring around the center of circulation, and it should only be a matter of hours before Ida regains tropical storm status. As for the immediate impacts on land, the rainfall threat has pretty much subsided for Nicaragua and Honduras. In Nicaragua, there have been many homes that were destroyed, especially in the along the Caribbean coastline. However, as of yet, there have not been any reports of any deaths or injuries. However, there have not been reports from the areas that received the direct hit of the storm, so it's not yet known the exact impact on Nicaragua. No reports yet from Honduras, where typically tropical cyclones are much more deadly than they are in Nicaragua. Okay, let's get into the evolution of the storm with first regards to the track. Currently, the storm is moving to the north. It is expected by most of the guidance to make a turn back to the north-northwest within the next 24 hours and either move between the Yucatan Peninsula and western Cuba, or clip the Yucatan Peninsula near the Cancun area. Any impact on the Yucatan Peninsula and or western Cuba would likely be sometime during the day on Sunday. Thereafter, the models really diverge in the Gulf of Mexico, and there are really two scenarios that play out. If the storm moves faster, which it currently is doing, it would probably reach the northern Gulf Coast, potentially even the Pensacola area, in the middle part of next week. If the storm moves slower, it would likely be sheared apart, begin to drift first to the southeast and then eventually to the west, where it would probably dissipate. The Canadian, the Navy NOGAPS model, and also the ECMWF favor the storm either making it to or coming very close to the Gulf Coast. However, the Canadian and the NOGAPS model are insisting on spinning up another storm in the Bay of Campeche, which right now I don't see any evidence that that is currently occurring, except if the disturbance from the Eastern Pacific can survive crossing over the very high mountains and emerge into the Bay of Campeche. And for that reason, they're actually accelerating the storm more to the northwest, and the Canadian brings a storm inland near the Texas-Louisiana border, whereas NOGAPS brings it very close to the coast of Louisiana before drifting it back to the south. The ECMWF model, which is often the best of in terms of track prediction 4 and 5 days out, brings a system closer to the Pensacola area and the north central Gulf Coast, whereas the GFS model has a system making about midway into the Gulf of Mexico and then drifting erratically. The GFDL and the HWRF, the regional hurricane models, albeit run off of the GFS initial and lateral boundary conditions, show the system not making any landfall again, getting into the northern Gulf of Mexico and then getting into the central Gulf of Mexico, and then getting stuck. However, of interest with those two solutions is that the storms do not weaken in those models. I don't really see how reasonable that solution is, that the storm would just meander in the central Gulf of Mexico without much change in intensity. If the storm were to go there, I would expect it to be sheared apart. Right now, given the fact that Ida is moving a little bit faster than previously forecast, you cannot rule out the ECMWF solution of a direct strike on the north-central Gulf Coast. Therefore, all residents need to monitor the progress of Ida carefully over this weekend. It's not yet the time to panic. However, you should begin to dust off the hurricane plans that you may have put on the shelf for next year, thinking that the season is over. Season does go to November 30th, although it has been since 1985 since there has been a significant threat to the northern Gulf Coast in the month of November. As for the intensity of the storm, if it can move pretty quickly up into the central north central Gulf Coast, I cannot rule out that it would be a hurricane at that time. Currently, that GFDL and H-Wharf model both make the system into a hurricane. GFDL is upper category 2 or lower category 3, whereas H-Wharf is in the upper category 1 range. The statistical ships model keeps the system below hurricane status. Right now, given the fact that it's beginning to organize somewhat and that upper winds, while not ideal for a category 4 or 5 storm, they do appear favorable enough because of the upper divergence to support at least a category 1 hurricane, and that would be, the way I see it right now, that would be the worst case solution for the northern Gulf Coast, would be a landfalling category 1 hurricane, or possibly even a strong tropical storm, similar to Tropical Storm Barry in 2001 in terms of intensity. But one thing, unlike Barry, that this storm would be in the North Gulf Coast, it would be large and it would be spread out. So any impacts, or if the storm were to come into the Pensacola area, we could see tropical storm to even storm force winds all the way over to the New Orleans area and as far east close to the Tampa area. Storm's going to be that large when it goes into the Gulf of Mexico, and the winds to the northwest of the center will be enhanced due to a strong building surface ridge of high pressure. Okay, that's all for Tropical Storm Ida this evening. To sum it up again, Ida is moving back into the Caribbean, showing signs of intensification, cannot rule out a hurricane, and also all residents of the northern Gulf Coast, and also the Florida Peninsula, too, should carefully monitor the progress of Ida over the weekend. I'll have another podcast during the day tomorrow on Ida with the latest information. Until then, this is Derek Ort of the Pensacola News Journal.